The following program has been furnished and paid for by Auto Pros Radio Show, and KSCV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered. Rolling up the doors, the garage is open, and here we go. The Auto Pros Radio Show. And now, here's Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros.
And good morning, Houston, and welcome to the Auto Pros Radio Show. I am Jody Chesser, your diesel dynamo and warranty wizard, along with Miss Lynn Beckwith with Beckwith's Car Care.
Good morning, y'all.
Mr. Robert Gruner is out. We have a special guest today from the BG Corporation. Mr. Dan Butler's in the house.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to have you back, Dan.
Hey, it's fun. I love being here.
Yeah. Well, we love having you. We always have lots of questions about maintenance when you're here.
Good. Take care of their cars.
Absolutely.
That's right. We have a lot of folks that are always calling in asking about the BG products and what they can do for them. So if you have a car question, a car problem, question about the BG products, now is the time to get in. 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We'll get you into our producer, Mr. Gary Knight, back there.
Can't do it without you, Gary.
A.K.A.
Thank you. Oops, I got to go to
GBK.
The phone.
GBK. happy Saturday, everybody.
Beautiful one, too.
Oh, man. Woo. Got a little rain, a little cool down.
Yeah. Well, I was glad that we got the rain because it wore some of that yellow pollen out of here.
Some of it, yeah.
Hopefully.
I think there's a little more coming.
That's right. But, yeah, so enjoy the day. It's the day to get your car washed. And if you have a sunroof or a convertible top, this is the time of year.
I'm kind of counting on the rain to have washed my car.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, this is the 3 days out of the year you can go with your convertible and have fun, right?
Right.
You're right. Mm-hmm. That's correct. But, of course, we need to thank our sponsors. They help us bring this show to you each and every week, and we appreciate that. And, of course, that's Auto Tektronics out in Katy. That's Robert Gruner's shop. He's out there on East 5th Street. He's been out there 40 years, Dan.
40?
40 years last month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I told him he didn't get there by being lucky, did he?
No, he didn't. He's earned that.
Auto Tektronics does a great job. They're out there on East 5th Street. You can give them a call at 281-391-7617. Robert and the crew will take good care of you. And, of course, in the Humble area, that's Lynn's shop, Beckwith's Car Care.
My little baby. I'm proud of everybody under that roof, and they're going to take awesome care of you.
She's been there over 35 years now.
35
Boy, time flies.
My goodness.
Mm. Good thing we started when we were five, right? Yeah, but Beckwith's out there in the Humble, Atascocita, and surrounding areas, and you guys are really customer-driven. You're all about the customer, taking care of them. You offer concierge service.
We do have a shuttle that'll take you anywhere you need to go.
Yeah, so Beckwith's Car Care, 281-540-2000.
All right, and if you're in the Stafford area, the place to go is David's Auto Central, another shop that has decades of service. And these shops, you know, the reason we talk about them on the air is because we trust them the way we trust our own shops.
Absolutely.
And you don't keep the same name at the same location without really taking care of your customers and your community. So David's Auto Central, for everything from an oil change to more complex diagnostics, 2526 5th Street in Stafford. 281-499-9684. And then also out in the Katy area near Robert Gruner's shop is Gary's Transmissions.
That's right.
You know, you do not need transmission work very often in your life. And when you do need it, you want to take the time to drive. No matter where you are hearing our voice, you want to drive out to Katy, call Gary's Transmissions ahead of time, find out and get the absolute best service on your transmission you possibly can.
Yeah, make sure what you're feeling is a transmission problem, because many times the drivability issue, engine misfires, we perceive as a transmission that may be jerking, slipping, or whatnot, but it takes the right person to be able to diagnose that. So you wouldn't want a transmission put in your vehicle and they call you back, "Well, we found a bad ignition coil when we got done." That's happened.
You get to buy both.
I know that's happened. So Gary's Transmission Service, great folks out there.
You will not find that at Gary's. You're going to find great service there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 281-347-8888. And then headed up north in Spring, we have Green and White Auto. You're going to get to see Kent and Joel when you walk in the door. They have an amazing facility, recently remodeled. And they also 45 years, I believe.
Right, right. Yeah, they've been. It's amazing, all these shops. I mean, obviously they're doing something right because people are keep coming back.
Absolutely. So Green and White Auto, 1020 Spring Cypress Road. That's just a little bit east of I-45 in Old Town Spring. Their number, 281-353-7682. Please let them know that the Auto Pros sent you out there.
That's right. And our title sponsor, BG Products.
Yay!
We are so glad to have BG Products. It's a great sponsor. All of our preferred service centers use the BG Products because they work, and BG stands behind it.
Yes, we do. We're excited to be part of these the radio show and all these shops. There's quite a few shops out there, so we want to... You know, it's cool to hear 40s, 35s, 42s, you know, years of business.
And how long's BG been around?
53 years. Ooh, so wow. We love to be a part of that.
Yeah. And 53 years, and they just keep growing.
Keep growing.
You know, and keep bringing out the products. And so we're going to talk more about that during the show. But if you have a car question, car problem, BG question, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Let's run out to Baytown and see if we can help Jim. Jim, good morning. You're on with the Auto Pros.
Hey, glad to talk to y'all. I got a question. I got a 2019 Chevrolet Z71 mm-hmm. that the lifters, and I'm not a mechanic, went dry, and it runs the cam and the push rods and lifters, and I've investigated with some mechanics, and they say Chevrolet has a problem with the 5.3 as far as the lifters when they don't get fuel, that it they stick, and is there anything I can do to take that program off the vehicle where it won't shut the fuel off to the cylinders at high speed, because that's what everybody's telling me is causing this problem.
I'm not sure that's what's causing it.
Well, there is an issue with the lifters, because I see that a lot as a claims adjuster. I see so many of these, and Dan, you probably see it as well. But those lifters, they do collapse, and they'll end up sticking and then eventually eating up the cam.
You think it's fuel-related?
No, I think it's more by design.
Because the fuel is the variable displacement.
Yeah, and it's by killing those cylinders, and those lifters, actually the springs moving up and down, close, and then they start to stick, they turn sideways, bend the push rod, mm-hmm. and eat up the cam. Now I know there was some systems on some of the earlier ones around the 2015s and so that you could eliminate that, and I think there is now for the newer ones. However, when you do that, I know the other systems that I've heard of, you have to change the camshaft, because you have to have something, because the high pressure fuel pump on there, you know, it's a different type camshaft. So, you know, if you have that done, was it done under powertrain perhaps, or was it out of pocket?
Well, it was under warranty, because I had the extended warranty on it, and it just started clacking. And then I started doing some investigating, and they said Chevrolet 5.3 has a lot of problems with the lifter sticking, and it will mess up the cam and all that, and that's what happened to mine. And I just didn't know. Someone said there's a program that could be plugged into to the computer, which will cut off the fuel, you know, where it'll run fuel at all times. It doesn't cut those two or four cylinders off, because that's what a lot of mechanics are saying. That's what's causing those cylinders are so carboned up.
Yeah, I think on the 19s, they're turning off more than just four. They're all the same lifter.
Yeah, they'll go down to one.
On that 19 model. But what do you think, Dan?
No, it's very common. Even years ago when I turned wrenches, in the 80s, I was replacing camshafts and Chevrolets and stuff like that. So it's a common thing. But that 8642 has been one of those things I've read a lot about, and I've heard a lot of guys talking about it. So he may be onto something, but I don't know of anything that you can do to kill that system, you know, legally. Yeah, right. Legally.
Well, you got to be careful. Because you're going to have to go back in there and change all the lifters, the cam. But I'm pretty confident now that there is a setup for that. I just don't know offhand, but you could do research online, or we could, you know.
Chevrolet, I took it to Chevrolet. That's who the warranty was with.
Yes,
and they did put new lifters in and a new cam and all that, and they said it's good. They haven't had any problems with the new lifters. They just said it was 12 to 19 they were having problems with, or that's what I was told.
I wonder if they have an updated lifter at this point.
Well, they had some. They changed, and then they had a bad run on those, and they were losing a little lock pin in there.
Yeah.
And they actually had a recall on certain ones that were produced on Tahoes and some of the trucks. Bulletin on a brand-new truck, go out there, push it, and you stall. Don't start it. Push it in and change the lifters before they were ever sold.
They didn't want it to
come apart. Yeah. And have a bent rod.
In case that pin was in there, would do damage. So, you know, using of course, changing your oil every 5,000 miles. And, of course, we recommend using the BG products, the BG MOA. Mm-hmm. It gives you added protection, which can help with that, but it's not going to eliminate a defective problem.
Broken, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we've had a 15 in our shop that keeps having trouble with the number 7 lifter.
It seems like number 7's a pretty common one to see. But unfortunately, you know, that happened, but it happens to a lot of folks. But I'm glad the Chevrolet got it taken care of.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I listen to your show all the time.
All right, Jim. Well, we appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. What is up? What's new with BG, Dan?
Well, I mean, big thing that's been out there is we've really been pushing forward with a new thing that's been around for a little while, but the gasoline direct fuel injected engines. We have a special GDI fuel product and service that a lot of people are finally starting to do, because most people had the port fuel injected engines that they were doing fine with,
right?
And the GDI engine's a little bit different, so it's a little harder carbon to break away from the valves, and it requires a different chemistry and different direction of bringing in the product into the vehicle.
Yeah, most engines today are GDI, gasoline direct injected, you know, engines. So the fuel system's a bit different. It's running higher pressures. It's spraying right on the piston. And there was a lot of issues, you know, back early on, getting
valves.
A lot of carbon built up, and you can't get to the valves and clean them and get all that carbon. The BG did the research and stepped up and found a way to do it.
We have, and now we're connecting. I don't know many people know this, but General Motors came together in December of this past year and announced that all 4,200 dealerships across the country would be carrying a product. It's an AC Delco product, but it's we manufacture it for them and label it for them and deliver it for them.
Very nice.
All across the country. And it is the AC Delco fuel product that you pour in the tank, and it's also a GDI service. And GM recommends, their engineering department recommends top-tier fuel every time you fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say every oil change you're supposed to use this AC Delco fuel cleaner, every oil change.
Is it 44K?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it might be 44K.
Yeah. And
it's BG products relabeled for the dealership.
Right.
Very nice.
It's specific for General Motors,
right.
AC Delco. And then there's also the GDI fuel kit. We actually have a AC Delco GDI fuel kit that is recommended by General Motors every 15,000 miles. So now they're saying put the fuel cleaner in every 7,500 and put in the do the fuel service every 15K, because they're having such a severe problem with the GMs that they're trying to reach out. And
well, and that speaks volumes, you know, to BG right there. When AC or, you know, General Motors, AC Delco reaches
BG,
out
right?
to BG products, that tells you how good the products are.
It is. They tested multiple products. I mean, all the ones you can think of in your brains right now, us in this room.
There's some snake oil in our industry.
And there's a lot of great products out there too.
There's
but,
a lot of
but
good
BG
products.
Is top of the line.
Yeah, and so they tested them for 5 years. They landed on one that actually worked, and then they put it into a pilot program for almost 9 months. And they sent their engineers to scope and everything before and afters, and they got exactly the result. And on December 1, 2023, they said, here we go.
Yeah, they could see the benefit of it. So that's really great.
Well, and there's so many consumers that are, chances are, our listeners, you are probably driving a GDI vehicle.
Right.
It would be much more likely that you're driving a GDI than a traditional port.
Yeah, I guess you just wouldn't get any lifetime protection through the AC Delco side of it.
That's good point. Good point.
Yeah,
there are some benefits, but it's a little different.
That's right.
So my Ford GDI, I am actually doing the 44K every 5,000 miles, and sometimes I throw it in again just because I want to drive that car forever, the van forever.
Yeah.
Well, there's the music. We have to step out of here and take a break, pay a couple of bills. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show on AM 700 KSCV, The Voice. We'll be right back.
A little too long, your main product spawner's nearly gone. Your injector ports are stripped, and that ain't all. Your torque converter's running low on the torque, and that water pump's nearly down a quart. We caught it all in time, so you're in luck.
Hi, this is Jody.
If you missed part of the show, no worries. Go to autoprosradio.com. If you need some repairs or general maintenance performed to keep your vehicle safely on the road, click on the preferred automotive shops and find a repair shop in your area recommended by Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros. Have a car question during the week? Send us an email at info@autoprosradio.com. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Auto Tektronics, the number one automotive repair shop in the Katy area. It is recommended by the Auto Pros Radio Show. Robert Gruner has been in business for over 38 years, providing automotive repair and maintenance on all makes and models. The goal at Auto Tektronics is to repair your vehicle right the very first time. They provide great customer service and a peace of mind that your vehicle is safe and ready for the road. Auto Tektronics has all of the factory scan tool equipment to diagnose your vehicle and provides a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Located at 5330 East 5th Street in Katy, give them a call, 281-391-7617, and schedule an appointment today. That's 281-391-7617. Auto Tektronics in Katy.
Beckwith's Car Care, the best automotive maintenance and repair shop in Humble, Texas. Lynn Beckwith and her staff are passionate about taking care of your vehicle. When you choose Beckwith's Car Care, you get an entire team of automotive professionals whose goal is to be the best in the industry, who are committed to earning your trust and dedicated to providing you impeccable service. Automotive repair and preventive maintenance service is their specialty. All repairs are backed with a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free shuttle service, pickup and delivery available for your convenience. Beckwith's will get you back on the road in a safe and timely manner. Give them a call today, 281-540-2000. Beckwith's Car Care.
Whether you're rolling in a daily driver or a DeLorean, David's Auto Central in Stafford can take care of all of your vehicle needs. From preventive maintenance to advanced diagnostic services, you can count on David and his staff to take care of both you and your vehicles. With decades of experience and a commitment to quality, David's Auto Central can handle all of your mechanical repairs, maintenance, fleet, and even customization needs. Learn more at davidsautocentral.com or visit David and his amazing staff at 2526 5th Street in Stafford. 281-499-9684. That's 281-499-9684. David's Auto Central.
BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance. Carbon buildup in your engine will reduce your fuel economy, cause engine hesitation, rough idle, and excessive oil consumption. BG Products has you covered for all your fluid maintenance services and fuel system cleaning needs. They are so confident in the quality of their product, they back it up with a lifetime protection plan. All of our Auto Pros preferred service centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG service center near you. That's BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance.
Thank you for joining us this weekend on the Auto Pros Radio Show. Online, you can find us everywhere on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio. All of our shows, in case you missed one, and links to Auto Pros approved repair shops all over town, you can find it at autoprosradio.com. Shops you can trust are just a click away. You can always email us, info@autoprosradio.com, and be sure to tell your friends to tune in Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. Welcome back to Auto Pros Radio on this beautiful sunny Saturday here at AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. I'm Lynn Beckwith with Beckwith's Car Care out in Humble. Across the table from me is Mr. Jody Chesser, our warranty wizard, as he proves over and over and over again,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Diesel Dynamo. And our special guest this Saturday is Mr. Dan Butler with BG Products.
Good morning, everyone.
We are so glad you're here. We learn so much every time you're here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I think this is cool. First time I seen this instant replay. Are you doing basketball too, Jody?
No, I'm not doing basketball. I don't do the brackets and I like kind of the March Madness thing, but I don't get into all the brackets. But yeah, we could play little sounds over here if we need to.
I follow it a little bit. My nephew plays for Ohio State.
We can play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Colby Bauman. We got to watch out for Colby Bauman, uprising star. But sadly, Ohio State got out pretty early. Yeah. So.
We can play rim shot, so we do have some basketball capabilities.
Oh, some sounds.
With the machine, and we got Hillary's laugh. And
we don't want that one.
Paul Bencourt's laugh as well there, too, so how about that?
Nice.
And we have some open lines. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Who's up next?
We're going to go out near the Hobby Airport area and welcome Dallas to Auto Pros Radio. Hi, Dallas.
Hi. I called last week and was talking to y'all about my shifter.
Yes, sir.
On my Jeep. I was giving you an update because, you know, you made some suggestions for me to try to narrow it down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know what it ended up being?
What was that?
Underneath, you know, it's got that rubber shifter knob with that hard plastic insert.
Yes, sir.
For the numbers. Underneath there's a nut that it came loose.
Ah, how about that?
Rattling around it like, you know, teeth chattered.
Oh.
I finally got that insert out. It's wide as a church mouse now.
Well, great. Yeah, I remember we were asking if the shifter was loose, and I believe you said you had some really cupped tires on the back of it, so we weren't sure if it was setting up some type of vibration through the drive line, but glad you found it.
Yeah, I went through it. I retightened all my bolts. I checked everything, rotated. I tried, and I was still doing it. I'm like, man, let me see if I can get this shifter apart somehow, right? This knob.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when I did the clutch, you know, I just took the pinch bolt loose there at the stub and pulled it off.
Uh-huh.
Well, because this thing's so hard to get off. But anyway, I just... So now it's sitting there open with the nut off, and the shifter knob still don't move.
Had 2004 without any rattling noises. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call and the update, Dallas. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. And we have some open lines, 281-558-5738.
They just haven't woke up yet.
We need one more cup of coffee, everybody.
We always enjoy when our callers call back with the updates, mm-hmm, and let us know what they found, because, you know, it could have been a few different things, so we gave him some ideas, and glad he got it fixed. It was simple. He was concerned it might have been an internal transmission issue. So just a loose shifter, you know, now he's got some extra money. He can buy some tires for that one.
He's going to need it.
What is BG doing with hybrids? I remember seeing an article that you guys have released something new, I believe, overseas relative to hybrids. What are we doing here?
Well, over here we haven't released anything other than the three products that we've mm-hmm used for the fuel system, which is a little bit different. It's a 44K product. But it also has a stabilizer in it, because typically, let's just say a Toyota Sienna has, you know, this hybrid engine, it might go 600 miles on a tank of fuel. Well, that fuel can actually, over time, can fail just a little bit,
sure,
fall out, basically. Mm-hmm. And so you lose some of that. And so we do have that. The MOA is a little bit different, too, because we have the start-stop technology. We have the hybrid side of it. So the oil takes a little bit different abuse, so there's some changes, slight changes in that. And then the EPR is identical in that. It's just a green can to signify the hybrid.
Right.
So now, what are your thoughts on the MOA when it comes to vehicles that aren't necessarily officially hybrid, although some of the manufacturers call a start-stop technology vehicle a hybrid? But to me, that's still a normal gasoline combustion,
sure,
vehicle. It just also has start stop. Is it worth switching to that new MOA?
No, it's not. The MOA, I mean, here's the thing, just so everybody realizes this, when you shut your car off, what happens to the temperature of the engine? Does it go up or does it go down? Well, it's going to go up because you don't have fans blowing, you don't have stuff going on, so you're going to have that. Well, if it's doing that while you're cruising down the freeway, or not on the, you know, access road or whatever, and you're stop and go traffic, the thing's getting hotter and then cooling off, hotter and cooling off. So you really need added protection in your oil in Houston, because we're
already hot.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a new category. We used to have severe duty. Now there's this extreme duty that's now showing up.
Houston.
On, yeah.
Houston duty,
especially
right?
last summer.
They should have just named it Houston duty.
I think they should have just called it Houston. But so we see a lot of abuse in the engine oil side. And then, you know, here's the thing. And I say this at my training all the time. I says, ask your customer to pop the hood on their car. Majority of the people are going to have trouble finding the hood latch release. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but they trust these shops to check their car out. But one of the things they miss is what every manufacturer says. Every owner's handbook says, every time you put fuel in your car, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to check your oil. Now, in this room, Jody, Lynn, Dan, have we ever checked our oil?
We never did. No, we used to.
Yeah, we did.
Way back in the day, many
when you went to a gas station, full service, they did the tire pressure. They checked the oil. Of course, you know, vehicles were a little more, engines burned more oil.
Yeah.
You know, back in those days, they leaked a lot of oil back then, so.
But here's the challenge. We're pushing these cars instead of 3,000, 5,000 miles. Manufacturers say, no, go 7,500. No, go 10,000. Oh, no, do it once when the light comes on. I was just at a BMW dealership, a Mercedes dealership. It's like 21,000 miles before the light comes on.
Oh, no. Wow.
I mean, and that customer, I promise you, is not checking the oil.
Yeah, and you're going to use, even in the newer vehicles, you're going to use a little bit of oil. And some of them have a lot of consumption issues.
They do, and the manufacturers say it's good. It's okay. You know, you can use a quart per thousand. You know, well, if I go 6,000 miles and I'm really using that kind of oil, what do I have left inside the sump?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm seeing some of my customers in their suits or their dress clothes stopping at the gas station and having to deal with putting additional oil in their vehicle. Yeah. I mean, obviously they can stop by all of our shops and we'll top off your fluids for you, no issue. But you just don't take the time to
MOA.
Do that.
MOA is important. Yeah. It's important.
Yeah. Well, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Let's go talk to Roy out in Pearland. He's got a question about an oil change. Good morning, Roy. How can we help?
Good morning. Thank y'all. I got a new engine. It's got 91 miles on it. What point would you change oil? At 500, I've heard 500 miles. Some people say 1,500 miles.
Okay, well, he said new engine, so it's a brand new engine you just put into a vehicle?
It's a brand new car. It's a brand new car.
23
Dodge,
model.
A Dodge Challenger. So
93 miles. So.
Yeah. So, you know, go easy on that. I mean, it's a wonderful car, but go easy on it. Don't take it to the track yet, all right?
No. It's a cruiser.
Most manufacturers are changing their oil multiple times when the engine's being built and then through production. I know Toyota is. I'm not sure for sure on Ram. But so they typically used to say, you know, in the first 500 miles, change the oil and filter.
Get the break-in oil.
Get that break-in out. But nowadays, it's not that case. They're just saying go ahead for your first oil change at the normal interval.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, my recommendation would be still put a can of MOA in it if you're going to go that long. So.
Yeah, I would do it a little earlier than the normal 5,000 I would recommend if it were my personal vehicle, just to make sure.
Yeah.
I mean, 3,000 is fine, but you don't have to do the 500-mile oil change because way back when they built the engines, they were, you know, kind of loose, if you will. There were more metal particles that mm-hmm. ended up in the oil early on, and that was where the break-in oil kind of, any leftover materials when they built the engine got in that oil and they wanted to get it out of the engine. But nowadays, everything's so tight. Clean, the tolerances are so tight. I don't have a problem going 5,000 miles, but BGMOA is great because you get that added protection like Dan was talking about earlier, you know, on that motor oil, because, you know, the BG products, the MOA, when the heat builds up, that's when it goes to work.
That's right. It fortifies.
Yeah. Okay, so you would go ahead and throw the MOA in now?
Absolutely. In fact, I just bought my wife a brand new Cadillac XT4. She's been looking at that forever and finally got her one. And sure enough, we got MOA in it. And she's got probably 100 miles on it right now, 200 miles.
I've had several customers over the years that come in when they buy a new vehicle and we do MOA. We do the transmission conditioner. But, you know, they want the BG protection from mile one.
Talk
so
about
to speak.
Breaking in an engine. Start with a great product to add to the oil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's really a great thing. I think that'll work out for you, Roy. And then continue that. You know, throughout the life of that, keep up with the oil change because that's the heartbeat of the engine. You know, the manufacturers will tell you, let's go 10,000. It's not a good thing because you have variable valve timing and the solenoid controls and there's orifices mm-hmm. that are very, very fine. And so when you let oil go too long, those components start sticking and giving you drivability problems.
And it goes back to what I just said, and sorry to interrupt him, but it goes back to what I was saying before. Not many people check their oil. So if they're going 10,000 miles on an oil change, can the oil do it? Maybe if they've been topping it up and keeping it up.
Right.
But if they never go back to the dealership or never go to a shop for 5 or 10,000 miles, who's checking it? And you could create a lot of problems.
Yes, sir. I use the BG products religiously, but what about the CF5? I use that pretty regular in my other vehicles. Should I go ahead and put a CFI in there, CF5 now?
Absolutely. CF5 is basically going to help fight off the effects of ethanol. And ethanol is in pretty much every pump that we go to here in the Houston market because we're a fuel abatement district, so we're mandated to have it. So you can get on the outer scale, outer sides of Houston. You might be able to pick up, real gasoline, I call it, without any ethanol. But ethanol is the piece that we need to protect. The CF5 has that ethanol protection built into it, so it can help that molecule from being so toxic.
Okay, when would you use, I haven't used any 44K on any of my vehicles, but I always use CF5. When would I have used this 44K?
Well, that Challenger's going to be direct injected, I would think.
I don't know. I don't
yeah,
know.
It should be. Yeah.
I would think it is.
But either way, 5,000 miles, right?
Yeah, I would, right. I would start using the 44K at every oil change.
Well, as we talked about earlier, GM has now put in this thing that every 7,500 miles that they want this put in, even using top-tier fuel, they want this. So exactly what I would say to a customer, at least every 5 to 7,500 miles to do that 44K.
I agree.
Even if you're using the CF5?
CF5 is more of a milder cleaner. And so like it's more of a common use, so I might use that every 3,000 miles, and then I might skip the next one and put 44K in, and then I'd go back to the CF5 and
that's
then
a good
skip
plan.
It and go to the next one.
Because you get the ethanol protector, but the 44K Platinum is a much stronger fuel system cleaner, so it's going to help fight off that carbon buildup. And
yes.
That's what you want to protect from that engine.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, Roy. Hope that helps you out. We appreciate the call.
And if you want to see what ethanol does inside your fuel system, take a look at our Facebook page and scroll down a couple of posts and look at the carburetor that I took off one of my motorcycles.
Yeah, I saw that. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Let's go out to Greg in Atlanta. He's got a maintenance question. Greg, good morning. Welcome to the Auto Pros Radio Show.
Good morning, all. I have a friend there in Houston that I helped purchase a 2022 Toyota Highlander with the V6 engine. It's front-wheel drive, not a hybrid. She ended up getting a one used with only 6,000 miles, sort of weird situation.
Nice.
But I told her, hey, go get the oil changed, get the tires rotated, have them just look over the car. And one of the things I had mentioned to her is that, hey, have them pull the or look at the battery water level. Most of the batteries, at least not AGM batteries, have caps now that cover, I think, usually three cells. So you have two caps. You can pull those caps off and check your water level. And, Houston's hot. I'm actually in Atlanta, Georgia, which is very hot. So, I check those my cars, from time to time and have to add distilled water. So I just wanted to remind folks that, not all batteries nowadays, or batteries are still serviceable, at least from a, add water point of view. And you should check your battery, if you're in a very warm climate like Houston on occasion.
Sure,
so I just want to bring that up.
Yeah, that's a great point. Not all batteries you can check any kind of water level, but if you do have that type, you want to make sure that you use distilled water. Okay, and make sure it's topped off, because over time it's going to dissipate and it's going to be harder to charge. And then when it's trying to charge a battery, it's going to get too hot and it's going to prematurely fail.
Well, and remember, most importantly, again, our hot, horrible climate here, if that vehicle, especially if it's under the hood, and most of them are, we have about a 30-month life cycle, maybe 33 months. So less than 3 years that we see battery failures on average. So a 2022 Highlander likely was produced in 21, end of 21. So she's also, Greg, coming up on maybe a potential end of life on that battery. And it might be worth the expense of a new battery, avoid a tow bill in the future, or mm-hmm. or not getting to a meeting, or being stranded somewhere you don't want to be stranded. I'm pretty aggressive when it comes to batteries. And they're difficult to test these days. And we do complimentary battery tests out at the shop all the time.
Every vehicle, all the preferred service centers will test your battery, no charge.
No charge.
And at least you'll have the peace of mind, what's the condition of my battery?
That day.
Plan for you made it through the winter time. If you got through this cold snap, you might be lucky and might get through to the next one, but again, they can fail at any time. It is a battery.
Yeah, and they don't give you any warning these days. It used to be we'd have the row, row, row. You don't get that anymore.
Very so.
Can you say that again? I got that.
The row, row.
All right,
but Greg, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Little break, and we'll be right back with more Auto Pros Radio.
You don't have to look too far to find an honest, skilled, and friendly auto service center in your area. It's really simple. Just visit AutoProsRadio.com. All of the AutoPros Radio's preferred service centers boast decades of experience and are dedicated to hiring, training, and keeping the most skilled automotive professionals in the industry and have a reputation for outstanding customer service. No matter where you are, go to AutoProsRadio.com to find a great automotive shop near you. Or check us out on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio.
Is your transmission slipping, jerking, or making funny noises? Well, let me recommend the great folks at Gary's Transmission Service. Whether you have a classic car or a late model vehicle, Gary's will diagnose your problem and let you know if it's a transmission problem or something else that makes it feel like a transmission problem. The experts at Gary's Transmissions are trained in today's most complex transmissions for both foreign and domestic. All transmission rebuilds come with a local 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty, including annual preventive maintenance service at no charge during the warranty period. Quality transmission repairs done right. 281-347-8888. Gary's Transmission Service.
Green and White Automotive, located at 1020 Spring Cypress Road, just east of I-45 North. They've been servicing the Spring and surrounding areas for over 40 years. Green and White Automotive is a family-owned business delivering honest and professional automotive repair and maintenance services. The technicians at Green and White are ASC certified and can handle any automotive repair on foreign and domestic vehicles. They understand your vehicle is a major investment and will care for each customer's vehicle as if it was their own. To schedule an appointment today, call 281-353-7682. That's Green and White Automotive.
Today's vehicles are a huge investment and they need special care. BG Products and Services will keep your vehicle performing like new. A lack of maintenance on your vehicle can cost you thousands of dollars in repair bills and unscheduled downtime. Don't let this happen to you. BG has you covered for all of your fluid maintenance and fuel system cleaning needs. Plus, you will receive a complimentary lifetime protection plan on qualified vehicles. All of the AutoPros Preferred Service Centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at AutoProsRadio.com or go to BGFindAShop.com to find a local BG service center near you. That's BGFindAShop.com. BG Products, the number one name in preventive maintenance.
Hey, this is Robert. Thank you for tuning in to AutoPros Radio. If you need us during the week, email us at info@AutoProsRadio.com. You can listen to all of our episodes by going to AutoProsRadio.com, and you can find a list of our approved shops located all around Houston and surrounding areas. And don't forget to tell your friends about the AutoPros Radio Show every Saturday from 10 to noon on KSEV.
And Welcome back to the Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Jody Chester, your diesel dynamo and warranty wizard, along with that car lady, Miss Lynn Beckwith.
Happy driving, y'all.
And our special guest today from the BG Corporation, Mr. Dan Butler, is here.
Yeah, hello, everyone.
And we've been talking a little off air about oil changes, and, you know, we always tell folks, don't go 10,000 miles. You know, get that oil change every 5,000, 7,500, because, Dan, you guys have seen a lot of issues with engine and sludge buildup on engines that have gone 10,000 plus on oil changes.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that compile into this, and you got to just think about this. Engine oil has a purpose, and it's supposed to clean, cool, and protect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you go 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 10,000 or more miles on your engine, you're losing its ability to clean,
cool,
and protect.
Yeah.
And what happens is, and then what we've been talking about through the show is, people don't check their oil, so you get low on oil. It's not uncommon for most people to bring their car into a shop for an oil change, and their oil level is low. Is that probably a true statement?
Sure.
It is. Absolutely. We see a lot of low oil
levels. I'd say
levels.
60%, yeah. Maybe more. So if it's low, what happens to the oil when it's lower than what it's supposed to be? So the additives are the first things that usually deplete, okay, mm-hmm. in the oil. And then what happens is that oil, instead of being thin, a 0.20 or a 0.30, whatever it might be, it actually begins to be thicker. Okay, mm-hmm. So now that engine's having to work harder to move through mm-hmm. that oil. It's harder for
especially
it to pump.
Especially a startup.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of things that it's having to do. So you start to create a problem.
Temperature is going up.
Correct. So it's not a good idea to go too far on your oil change. I know a lot of manufacturers say 10,000 miles or beyond. You know, if I'm buying a new car, $50,000, $100,000 car, they're not cheap anymore. It's a huge investment. I'm going to take care of it.
Well, and you have to. And the thing that people don't realize, you know, a lot of consumers believe that if the manufacturer says it, it's gold. But what they don't understand is that the manufacturers are under so much pressure by CAFE standards and emissions with our government that it's not just the fuel economy they're after. They're looking at that carbon footprint of the car for the life of the car, for the first 5 years of the car, whatever measurement tool they're using at that moment. And part of that, by extending your maintenance intervals, you're using, in theory, less petroleum products. And you're reducing the carbon footprint on paper, but your car's going to bear the toll of that, and your wallet's going to bear the toll of having to replace things earlier than you should have to.
And everyone needs to know that all of these shops, in fact, all these shops that you guys have, I assure you, they don't take their oil and go dump it by the fence along their pasture, right?
Correct.
They have it picked up, and it's recycled, and it's reused. So it's mm-hmm. not like we're creating more of an issue.
No.
That's what they want us to think, is that, oh, yeah, they're out there by their fence poles just pouring it out there. No, it's being put back into the system. It's being refined and reprocessed, and they're using that oil again. Mm-hmm. Okay? So it's not like, even if you were to change your oil more frequently, it's not like you're creating a problem for the world. That oil's still available.
Right. Sure. And the cleaner it is when you change it, the longer your engine is going to last.
Exactly. Take care of your car. That's the way I look at it. Take care of your car.
That's right. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We'll get you into Mr. Gary Knight. We'll help you out with your car question, car problem, BG question. And we have a lot of folks that call in asking about the EPR service. And folks that have oil consumption, it's all due to piston rings that are sticking and you get all gummed up but BG has a solution for that.
We do. And you know, one of the things I've noticed is that a lot of people, especially even technicians, don't even know that the ring design has changed over the past 10-15 years.
Oh, it's so much softer.
It's real thin and very little pressure on it, and so it requires more of that compression to occur to kind of get behind that ring and push it out. And if I could just draw a picture right here and everybody could see it, it'd be cool. But basically, when that piston's going up, it's creating a lot of pressure. That pressure's getting behind that ring and shoving it out against the walls of the cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if over time that area that I'm talking about,
the ring gets all gooped up.
The ring land gets all gunked up. And then it becomes, it's just like you bake something in your oven, and the lighter gases stick to the outer parts of your mm-hmm. oven on the inside. You gotta clean it. Well, that's what happens to those rings, and they stick. And when they stick, you lose a little bit of compression. You don't even know it. And then you have a little bit more blow-by, you use a little bit more oil, your fuel economy goes down and things just change. So yes, EPR is something that, like I said, I use it every oil change.
Well, and that oven is a great analogy because, as all of you know, the more often in your frying pan or in your oven that you don't get that off and you cook with it again, or in your car you run that engine again, it gets harder and harder and harder, and eventually you basically can't
and
get
that's
it
why
off.
That's why you want to start out using the BG mm-hmm. products and do that EPR, it's engine performance restoration, but get everything cleaned up so you don't start an oil consumption, because it's easier to eliminate any kind of problem when you start fresh rather than after you've made a mess, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, and try to clean it up, because it'll work, you know, but it may end up taking maybe two or three times to get the full results of it, where you wouldn't be in that situation had you started your maintenance as you should.
Exactly. And you think about it. I'm sorry.
No, that's right.
What I've noticed a lot of times in my lifetime from years ago, that it's cheaper to change the oil than to replace an engine, right?
Oh, absolutely.
A little bit. And yeah, just a little bit.
It's cheaper to replace the transmission fluid than to replace the transmission, yeah. And on and on and on. I can go from every, you know, component. We know that, right? But a lot of us don't do that. And that's the thing. We have to really, since we're spending so much more money on a vehicle today, we really need to focus, laser focus on this maintenance if you really want to keep your car around for a long time.
Yeah. Well, and the EPR includes an oil change.
Yes.
And it's really the cost of the difference in price between it and an oil change is a really good pizza.
There you go.
And I do it every time. My car does not get an oil change. It gets an EPR service
right. Every
5,000 miles.
That's right. Well, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Who's up there, Lynn?
We're going to talk to Ed. Ed, welcome to Auto Pros Radio. How can we help you?
Yeah. How do you find out what size engine you have? I mean, the CD, or what is it? CDI or
what type of engine? You're in a 21 Hyundai?
It's right. Definitely a GDI engine.
Yeah.
Which is,
it is? It's gas direct injected. So it now some of the manufacturers starting to put kind of dual injectors in where it still washes the valves, but you've still got that high pressure fuel going right into your cylinder regardless mm-hmm. of which type of GDI it is.
Yeah, Hyundais and Kias have had the gasoline direct fuel injected engines for quite some time.
Neither.
It's just more efficient. When you look at carburetors, and then we move the fuel injection, and then we're just in a next stage, and it's just a higher pressure, a higher level of pressure of fuel, so we can atomize the fuel better, and we can burn it better. So our computers are getting so much more faster than they used to be, and we're able to adjust things and put a more precise amount of fuel in, even during the compression stroke. You might be spraying that injector multiple times.
Yeah.
It's not
so
a simple thing.
You get an added performance, okay, and you're reducing the emissions, Ed. So
exactly.
You're helping the climate.
Yeah.
But no, it's a positive in my opinion. It's just there is some more maintenance involved, but you know using the BG products, you're not going to have an issue if you stay on the program.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
I don't know if he's asking a question. Sounds like we're.
I don't know if we lost Ed.
Ed, I think we might may have lost reception.
We appreciate your call, Ed. Hope that helps you out. All right, let's run out to Tomball and say good morning to David. David, you're on the show. How can we help?
Well, good morning, folks. Hey, I've got a 2002 Toyota Tundra, and that thing runs like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, I have always maintained it, and it just goes and goes. It cold starts without giving gas, air conditioning runs. I mean, it's been a great truck. Does BG, and it has 235,000 miles, does BG have anything that I can start using now that would help me keep it running forever? And I've heard rumors, you know, you place your trans, once they get old, leave it alone, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm just kind of, what's your opinion on something like that?
Well, David, if it was me and you were going to sell that 2002 Tundra to someone and I was out in the market looking for it and you and I came to an agreement on the price on that vehicle, and I paid you the money, and you gave me the keys. You got a big old smile on your face. I got a big old smile on my face. I'm going to drive that truck, and if it shifts, does everything it's supposed to, I'm going to service the transmission. I'm going to service the power steering system. I'm going to service the cooling system. I'm going to service all of them with all of our BG products. It wouldn't even change my thought process. If there's not a problem with it today, when you do the service for that transmission, there will not be a problem with it when you get finished.
Okay,
Okay.
It's only gonna help the transmission, right? Because have you ever changed the fluid or anything on that one?
Well, what I've always done, like I said, I've heard the old myth that you just leave it alone. The sludge is what's holding it together. I don't know if that's true or not, but every 50,000 miles, what I have done, I've drained whatever comes out, and I would put in fresh fluid to just bring it back up to level, just kind of mix it with the old. But and it seems to work good. But I'm just by flushing it completely, would that, I don't want that thing to start acting up because I did flush it out.
No, that's not going to happen because we've done that on so many different transmissions, and the way the BG process works, they put a cleaner in there. That it simply it goes in there and breaks down the varnish. There's not sludge. There's not metal. If you do have that, you have an issue.
You have a trouble.
You'd already be noticing that with shifting, or your fluid would smell really burnt.
But with the old fluid, as it breaks down, it builds up heat. It builds up varnish in there, so the cleaning chemical breaks the varnish loose, suspends it with the fluid. So when you do the full exchange, much like a blood transfusion, okay, you're getting 99.9% of the fluid out. All new clean fluid in there, and then the BG transmission conditioner goes in, which helps with the seals, because over time in the heat, they'll start to get hard, helps them become more pliable, lubricates all your valves and everything, keeps them moving inside the valve body so you don't end up with harsh shifts and sticking valves and check engine lights on, that type of thing. So it's a great service to do, and that's the best way to do it, because draining the fluid out and putting some fluid in there, you know, basically, you've just kind of contaminated that much new fluid that you put in there with the old.
Right. And if it's, David, if it's doing like you're talking about and you've been driving it for 235,000 miles, again, if you were to sell it to me and it was doing everything it's supposed to be doing, I'm going to service it. I wouldn't even know that you serviced it or you didn't service it. I would just, it would be based upon, is the transmission shifting and doing everything it's supposed to be? Then that helps me make a decision. But if there's a slip between a gear, or a delayed response in another gear, or slamming me in the back of the seat when I stick it in reverse or whatever, I'm not going to do it because I have a transmission problem. But if I don't, it's not a risk with BG products.
Yeah.
All righty.
All right, David, we appreciate your call.
Thank you for the call.
All right, let's see if we can catch Anthony out in Houston before top of the break. Anthony, good morning. Welcome to Auto Pros.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys because I remember y'all talking about a Kia Telluride and had positive remarks about it. So I actually went out and bought one.
Oh, very, very good.
Yeah, but on the problem with my vehicle, I've got a 2015 Chevrolet Silverado that's got a tapping noise in the engine intermittently. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And I heard it's a sticky lifter. Hydraulic lifter? Does that make sense?
It could. Yeah, tapping noises are frequently lifter noises.
Yeah, very well could be on that one.
And is it a 5.3?
No, it's a 4.6, six-cylinder.
Oh, is it a good little 4.3 engine?
I know there's
Yeah.
There's a few manufacturers that you actually, they consider a little bit of a tapping on startup normal, and
it may be an injector.
It could be an injector. The V6 isn't really bad about the lifter problem. It's a total different design than the V8 model, but it's something that we'd have to get into the shop and, you know, try to duplicate, listen to, and give you a better idea, because it could be something in the accessory area. You know, it's causing a noise. You know, it's hard to say, but we can check it out for you, Anthony, if you'd like to bring it to one of our preferred service centers. Be glad to help you out.
Well, I did take it to a shop, and they told me it was the lifter, and they had to rebuild the engine. It was going to be $6,000.
Uh-oh.
Depending on the miles, you might just be able to address those lifters.
All right, we got to catch the top of the break. You're listening to Auto Pros Radio Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. We'll be back in 6 minutes.
That does it for hour one, but stick around because hour two, it's coming up. Our phone number, 281-558-5738. So hang on for more of the Auto Pros Radio Show here on KSEV, the voice of Texas.
We're conservative.